It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hello, welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm Penny Williams, author and mentor to parents raising kids with ADHD. Today, I'm going to spend a little time talking about your child's truth. If I could give you only one piece of parenting advice relating to raising kids with ADHD, it would be this. You must discover, listen to, and accept your child's truth, what's true for them. It's absolutely paramount. Each child with ADHD is different, and they are each going to have a different way of doing things. That doesn't make their way wrong. It's simply just different. And different is okay. Different is to be celebrated even. Let your child be him or herself. Let them be kids the way they want to be, not the way you want them to be. Of course, there's some background work that you must do first before you can successfully identify and determine your child's truth. You must learn all you can about ADHD and the unique differences of your child. You must accept that, as the author of The Explosive Child, Ross Green, says, kids do well if they can. So if they aren't doing well with something, find out why. This will only help strengthen your ability to listen to your child's truth, but also to affect change for them. Let's talk about how to discover, listen to, and accept your own child's unique truth. Inattention and hyperactivity are, of course, the hallmarks of ADHD, but there's a lot more to ADHD than just those two traits. Executive functioning deficits, such as planning, organization, cognitive flexibility, emotional regulation, problem solving, and working memory, can all wreak havoc on everyday life, especially at school. In addition, our kids with ADHD can be very sensitive, both emotionally and physically. They often struggle with poor sensory processing as well. That can lead to unwanted behaviors, outbursts, and anger. And of course, kids with ADHD have great difficulty succeeding in traditional learning environments. All of these things make up the unique person that is your child. It's important to drill down much deeper than this. When I say, discover your child's truth, what's true for them, that implies knowing the specific struggles for your child and understanding those struggles. My child may struggle with things that your child doesn't, and vice versa. ADHD is a spectrum disorder, so each individual will be affected by it in different ways or to different degrees. Imagine this visual. Let's say that each ADHD symptom, each weakness or struggle that's possible with ADHD is a thread. All of the threads are varying colors, but they're all from the same source, from ADHD. My son's fabric, woven from that batch of ADHD threads, might be blue, orange, and red, with blue being dominant. Your child's ADHD fabric might be purple, green, and orange, with purple being dominant. They both have ADHD with some similarities, but also many differences. That's why it's so important to see each of those threads in your child, not just the fact that they're all ADHD threads or that your child has an ADHD fabric. Recognizing the details of your child individually is vitally important. Those individual threads create a unique pattern of fabric for your child. Recognizing your child's truth is not just about discovering challenges and weaknesses and what their life is like in light of them. That's certainly a big part of it, and it's crucial to your parenting success, but it's also about discovering their strengths and their interests, too. Our kids are more than just weaknesses, right? All kids have strengths, interests, and talents as well. All kids. Using the analogy we just talked about, ADHD is just one fabric that makes up the quilt of your child's whole being. As a parent of a child with ADHD, gathering the other squares and seeing the whole quilt is crucial to your parenting success and to your child's success, growth, and happiness. Our kids aren't ADHD. They have ADHD, and it's just one part of that quilt that makes them who they are, that represents their unique truth. Discovering your child's truth includes identifying what they are good at and what they are interested in and passionate about. Emphasizing these things will bring them confidence and joy. Your child's truth should be defined by their individual characteristics and needs, their particular strengths and weaknesses, not merely by their diagnosis. Understanding your child in this way is empowering for both of you. Now you have a better idea of your child's truth, what's true for them. That knowledge doesn't do a lot of good if you don't act on it, though. That's where listening and accepting come in. You must be open to your child's truth. You can't shut them down when they're trying to communicate something to you, even if it seems absurd or babyish to you. Remember, your compass in parenting ADHD is their truth, not your own. Kids with ADHD often stretch the truth to convey how they feel, which is what's true for them. Let's talk about an example. If your child with ADHD is like mine, they may not be telling you the facts of the situation all the time. We often label this as lying, and we shut them down before they finish what they have to say. This is not a character flaw or a measure of morality, integrity, or ethics. When kids with ADHD embellish the truth or tell stories or tall tales, they're telling you how they interpreted an event or how it felt to them. They are telling their truth. How something felt to your child is a vital perspective for parents of kids with ADHD. Don't dismiss what they are saying just because you know it's not 100% factual. Recognize that what they are saying has hidden truth to it, the truth about how they felt. Playing on that same scenario, let's talk about how empathy and validation are powerful parenting tools. When your son flings open the door with great gusto, marches in from school in the afternoon, and tells you that a classmate almost killed him on the playground today, don't interrupt and don't dismiss him. Listen and acknowledge how that felt to him. So I would say to my son, "That must have really frightened you. I'm sorry that happened." While he wasn't likely almost killed on the playground in a literal sense, that's how it felt through his unique and very hypersensitive perspective. Saying that a classmate almost killed him on the playground today is his truth. So whatever it may be, this is your child's truth, and you have to show them how important their truth is to you in order to nurture trust and respect and to successfully support their needs. So now you've discovered the quilt of your child that represents his or her truth. You've validated that this is who they are, these are their struggles and strengths, and that you're open to hearing their truth, whatever that truth may be. Now it's time to accept your child's truth. This is your time of real action. You're acting on the unique set of strengths and weaknesses that make up your child. This is where you build lagging skills, create structure and support, nurture talents and interests, and offer opportunities for success. Not only does this acceptance of your child's truth offer them some relief, but it provides an appropriate mindset for success, and it offers an environment where your child can thrive and you can feel good about your parenting and your family. That's today's TAD Talk about discovering, listening to, and accepting your child's truth. I'm Penny Williams. It's been great being with you today. If you want more information about me or my work with parents raising kids with ADHD, you can find me online at parentingadhdandautism.com and parentingadhdandautismacademy.com. Take good care.
TAD Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.